الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها أنا النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Make a lot of shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for having given us this great opportunity, the people of Ermelo who went to great lengths and great preparations for so long. And mashallah, this very effort has united them also. Allah unite the whole ummah also. And of course, we always must remember that unity is on haq. On batil, there is no unity. If all the crooks have to unite, there will be, governments won't be able to even operate anymore. If all the wrong people have to unite, there will be great harm. Unity, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَتَصِمُوا, hold firmly fast, بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. That is on the truth, the Quran Sharif, the deen of Islam. Not unity on falsehood, not unity of the entertainment, not unity of dunya, but unity on deen. Allah Ta'ala grant us. And mashallah, all the talks that have been taking place, well, so we have been enlightened of so many fitnas, which some of us are aware, some of us are not aware. The gravity, the seriousness of the matter, some of us are aware, some of us are not aware. Generally, unfortunately, besides all this fitness also, all of us, we are like in ghaflat. As long as our life is carrying on, it's all right. I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I'm doing my work, going about. I'm not worried. And the real worry which should be predominant in my mind is if Allah is to take me to task at any time for so many of my wrongs in my life. And especially we see so many people, young people also, what difficulties they are going through. And then when old age comes, Allah make rahm on all of us. And what difficult condition, outwardly, that is. And then if a test and trial comes on our iman, on our deen, what test? Ashabul Ukhdud, what test they had come through. So many other people, Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, what she had to go through. So many people. Allah protect us, ask for afiyat and salamati, first and foremost for in our deen, our Islam, our iman, and then in our dunya also Allah grant us. And then what we have to really be worried, and Allah makes it that concern comes into us, what will my mort come like? How many of us are concerned? That is the biggest issue, the burning question, but out of our mind. We are in ghaflat, we don't worry. In my qabr, I'm going to be all alone. Hey, nobody is going to be there. Alone in my qabr, my amal will be there with me. What actions I have done, we have to be worried about that. And then the day of qiyamah, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, everyone will be running away from one another. On that day, all our amal will be displayed on the real big screen. And where everyone will see, my mother, father will see what I had done. My wife and my daughters and my sons will see what I had done. It will be there all open. And then the decision of Jannat and Jahannam, what a serious matter. And more, even another very great serious matter is that of munafaqat, hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is the dirtiest, filthiest sin, the dirtiest thing. An open kafir is an open kafir. But a hypocrite, who shows you that I'm your friend, I'm with you, and behind your back he stabs you, he speaks bad about you. If that is between husband and wife, how terrible. Between parents and children, how terrible. And when it is in our deen, I say I'm a Muslim, but I don't like Islam. What the things, how many of us are saying, I don't like Islam. This law I don't like, I don't agree with this law. We have to total submission to the will of Allah Ta'ala. Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. I've so totally surrendered myself to Allah Ta'ala. So that has to come. This munafaqat and hypocrisy is the worst sin. And the worst punishment are for the munafiqeen. And we have to see in our day-to-day matters with one another, how much of hypocrisy is not there in our amal, our actions, that we are like hypocrites. And then in our deen also, I say I'm a Muslim, but I live like a kafir. I cherish and love the ways, the fashion and the brand names of the kuffar. Their way of doing things, I love that. The Quran Sharif says, "Inna al-munafiqin fi al-dark al-asfali min al-nar." The munafiqin will be right at the bottom, the lowest place of Jahannam. The ulama have explained that the punishment of the munafiqin, they will be in iron coffins, and those iron coffins will have burned red with the fire of Jahannam. And a person is now in there, and Allah save us, khalidina fiha, forever and ever. It's our worry, it's our concern, for me, myself, for my family, the whole ummah is mine, for all, the whole mankind. What is going to happen? Aren't we worried about that? That is what we have to worry. That is what this whole wifaq program is about. The direction of the wifaq, that to take us towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not towards the creation. To take the creation away from the creation and into to the creator. That must be our concern. Not that we are taking people away from the creator and put them in the creation. Dunya's the education we're giving preference to. No, we don't give preference to Quran and Hadith. The absolute. The whole world, whatever they can be, the writings of the whole world cannot compare to the Quran Sharif. The absolute kitab Allah has given us. What regard have I got? What time have I got for Quran Sharif? Am I reading my 1-2 rukus a day of Quran Sharif? Am I devoting some time for Quran Sharif? The greatest kitab and the hikmat and the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What beauty, what sweetness, what embellishment it has got. But it doesn't appear to me. Comedy or these cartoons or these games, that enthralls me. I go for hours with games. And every game, every cartoon has got Satanism in it. Full Satanism. Old people, grandfathers, we're playing games on there. And where? There's no time. We are so short of time, really. And yet we have got time for all this filth and dirt. So there's all this we have to realize. And realize our mod that is going to come. And finally, the Allah Ta'ala, the solution, mashallah, the ulama have explained also in their talks, the solution also. And that is, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. turn towards Allah, inabat ila Allah, and tawajju ila Allah, to turn to Allah, to turn away from this dunya and the things of this dunya, whether it's the education of this dunya, turn to the education of deen. Our children, where can we be forcing them or encouraging them? How many youngsters, young boys, young girls, they want to study deen, and then the parents are forcing them to go to universities, to go to school. That school is absolutely important and necessary. We're forcing them in that direction. And what is that? Just to give a little brief idea, that education which is called secular education. And don't take my word for it. Go yourself. Now, many are sitting with your phones also. If you want to, go and Google what is secular. Secular is that in which there is no religion, which has got nothing with our life of our soul, nothing to do with Allah. In other words, in more easier, simple terms which we can understand, which is atheism. To give you a brief idea of that, about 40, 45 years ago, in Turkey, in one town, it was before Erdogan's time, long that to other zamana, they had built a dam to conserve water. On the opening of this dam, the mayor of the town, he only said so much still, by the fizzle off, and he could not still say Allah, and they stopped him there and there. That you cannot say that it is by Allah, by the fizzle. We did it. We are the makers. We did all this. He apologized. They did not accept his apology. And they fired him there and then. This is what is atheism. And we, our children, we're paying huge amounts. One doctor friend of ours, he said that I was going to enroll my son at university. When I went to the university here in South Africa, he said, am I in South Africa or am I in Europe? Where am I? He says, I must pay exorbitant fees to send my son to Jahannam. I can't do that. But that is what we are doing. We have become so blind today. We are not thinking what we are doing. This fashion, this brand names we are following. The way of the, not the West, the animal kingdom. The way of the animal kingdom, the people of the zoo we are following. Imagine how sad our condition is. Can we ever imagine a person who is a seeing person, who's got eyes he can see? And he asks a blind person, please, you lead me. You take me. How can a blind person, and you're a seeing person? A person who can walk, jump, run, healthy young man, 15, 16 years old, healthy. And he tells a paralyzed person, please carry me. This kuffar are paralyzed. They are blind. They can't see. The eyes of their heart have been blinded. They can't see akhirat. They don't believe. A mu'min starts from that point. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. His iman, his heart, the eyes of his heart are wide open. And he believes in the akhirat more than what he sees the things of this dunya. He sees my rosy coming from my shop, from my job. But his heart's yaqeen is Allah is giving it to me. Otherwise that same shop, I can suffer big terrible losses in there. And whole life I have to work to try and pay off all the harm that came in that shop. And my wife, I think that she's giving me comfort. She can be the worst headache for me. And she can be such that I can't get out of her marriage, and I can't have any marriage life with her also. It is Allah. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Who is Allah's? Ek tu mera, to har shay meri. Zameen meri, asma mera. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Your wife is your wife, your shop is your shop. But if you are pleasing Allah, that shop will be serving you. If you are pleasing Allah, your wife will serve you. And if you disobey Allah, that shop will be your biggest headache. Where you saw so much of income, your wife will give you, your children, that you had so much hope, they will be the ones today, Allah protect us, literally who will kill you also. So we have to please Allah. That is our solution. We turn to Allah. Allah gave us that perfect deen. Whether it is the education of our children, the secular education, and then more than that, worse than that, I'm talking of personal encounters, what people come and speak to us. And up at home, the people who come and speak to her, much more is happening than that. How much can we be told, and how much can people consult with us? But today the condition has become, our young girls have become the playground of the non-Muslim boys. At schools, primary schools I'm talking, not high school and university, worse it is there. Whether it's in the corridors, whether it is under the staircases, whether it is by the toilet, how they are hugging and holding one another. And our girls have become the playground of these people. And then that results in haram pregnancies. And then it results into abortions. And then that results in suicidal condition. The parents now want to commit suicide. That girl wants to commit suicide. And then they go into drugs and alcohol. And what lives are being wasted. Young girls of the name of Amina and Khadija and Aisha. And today, what is their condition? In which direction are we going? Allah give us tawfiq to understand. And then with this brand names, and the fashion, and the way of the life of the animals of the West, that we think that is absolute. Our children's dressing, see any child. Today, mashallah, many children are here, kurta, everything. Tomorrow, see those children. See the hairstyle of these children. See how their lives are. When are we going to wake up? Do we need something to hit us so hard? And remember also, that when Allah's azab and punish, Allah protect us all. Allah save us all. What is happening in India at the moment? We are crying. What's happening in Palestine, Bosnia, Kosovo, all these places? What was it when we imitated the kuffar and we became like them? Allah, any government also, if their army starts dressing like the enemy's army and they behave like the enemy's army and they do things of the enemy, They are traitors. They are guilty of treason. They have to be shot immediately. When we behave like that, Allah Ta'ala, Allah gives us respite. So much chance Allah gives us. Allah let us wake up. Allah reward the ulama who have brought about this whole organization and to make us understand that where are we getting lost in the world? Where are we getting lost in this life of this dunya? That we have to go towards akhirat. On one occasion, one person asked my ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib, my maktab ustad, he said that I want to send my daughter, it was the days of apartheid still, when universities were not open to non-whites, I want to send her to England to go and study. And she's a young girl, I'll be sending her money, enough money, she'll have her own flat, she'll have her own car. And you know the condition of Europe, even at that time, the freedom, etc. Make dua, Allah protect her. MashaAllah, Allah reward my ustad. He was a man of great piety. He reflected a moment or two. And he said, what you are telling me, that you want to send your daughter in the rain. And I must make dua, she must not get wet. If you are sending in the rain, she has to get wet. If you're sending her in that environment, what do you expect then? She's going to become some big waliyah. She's going to become some big alima if you're sending her in that environment. Also, my ustad explained that, the same my ustad, he said that if you plant weeds, how can you expect roses to grow? As Maulana Dawood Sahib explained, other ulama explained, our little children born in these places, maternity homes where music is playing, where all those non-Muslim ladies, they all but their gossip and things, all that is registering on the mind of the child. With all that, and then what clothes we put on the child. Our little child of 2 weeks, if somebody has to, we put on all the clothes of the West, the filthy, dirty clothes that they have. That way everyone is happy, cute, the child is so cute. But if anyone has to put a kurta on that little boy, with a little topi, or little burqa for the little girl, even the pious people of the family will say, from now already you're making her like this. So from now make her like a Hindu, no problem. Make her like a Jew, no problem. Make her like a Christian. Make her like an inhabitant of Jahannam. No problem. Make her like a person of Jannah. Big problem. Where are we gone? What is our thinking? Allah Ta'ala, let us understand. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this wonderful opportunity of our life. Allah gave us our existence. Allah made us human beings. Allah could put our ruh in any snake, in any monkey, in any mouse or rat or anything. Allah put our ruh in this human body. Ashraful makhluqat. Inna akramakum inda this human being is the most honorable in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave him this great position. And then Allah gave us, we made us Muslims, we have submitted to Allah. Allah gave us Iman. What can there be greater than Iman? Iman is more valuable than our lives also. We can give our lives, we can't give Iman away. Allah, let us realize that. Make it a reality in our heart. Iman is the greatest thing which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Our families can go, everything can go, but Iman must be. That is the greatest thing. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala made us in the ummah of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A woman of the people of the past, Bani Israel. She said, to be in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if I should be, my whole life I should spend in one sajda of shukr to Allah. Really, Allah give us, speak to our ulama friends, and mashallah, there are so many ulama. Benefit from them truly what we have to benefit. Ask them to explain at least some of the hadith of the last chapter of Mishkat Sharif. That what is the great, great honor of this ummah of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah made us free of charge. We did not ask for it. Now let us be the ummah. Let us obey Allah Ta'ala. And let us be the vicegerents and the ambassadors of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Allah has given this to us. So whether it is all this fashion and how stupid we are following them. Today a person will pay more money for a torn pair of jeans than a good pair of jeans. وَأُشْرِبُ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Those people who worship the cow, it wasn't that they just like that worshipped it. But when they went into the wrong way, which your example again I will repeat, Mawlana Dawood Sahib also explained it. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explained to his friends at one station, which is a junction. A junction is that station usually where the trains go in different directions. So on the railway line, the two lines are running, and there's just that one lever. Nowadays it's automatic. Before it was manual. They pull it like this, and then the train from there goes in a different direction. A train that was going to the north now goes to the south, opposite completely. A train that was going to the east goes to the west. So this one little turn we take wrong, and we think it's a small thing. Don't be so strict. Why are you so hard? Why are you so hard on the children? Why are you so strict that everything is haram? Everything is haram. If you are doing haram, what must you say? If you are doing everything haram, what must you say? Now it's halal. Because you're doing it. If it's haram, it's haram. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Why are you so being so strict? So anyway, that one little turn, and from north you go to south. From east you go to west. From Jannat, Allah save us, you go to a most worst place. And our qabr from one condition, rawdatum min riyadil jannah to hufratum min hufarin nar, into the pits of Jahannam. So that one little, we have to be very careful. Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, fastaqim kama umirt. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you be firm and strict as you have been commanded. Ulama explained this how beautifully. Things which are static, stable, they don't move. Like this building, for example. Many other things also. When they are being built, also it's a job to make it firm and straight. For example, this wall must be 90% straight, perpendicular. If it is gone 1 degree off, the window frames won't fit, or the windows won't open and close. The door frames, you'll have a problem. If it is not in square properly, this side it is 4 meters, this side it is 4 meters, 1 centimeter, you're going to have problems also. So it is a job for the architects, for the engineers, for the builders, for those who are checking on the building to see that it is. So that is perfection. That is first the thing, do it perfectly. That is for a thing which is static, which is so difficult. For a thing that is movable all the time. And that the main thing, the movable thing is the heart. One cardiologist of Lahore explained to us, he says when we take out the heart to work on the heart, not one split second is the heart static. It's just moving all the time. That's why it is called qalb in Arabic. That it moves all the time. So that, and to keep that straight, our Shaykh many times narrated to us from the Masnavi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, that there is a bird that sits on the crest of the wave. And the wave we know, especially when the high tide, or when there's like a tsunami, a storm in the sea, that wave, how it goes up and down. But that bird sits 100% perpendicular, up and down with that wave. He says, like that, fastaqim. That is what we have. Our fastaqim, to be firm and straight. Ulama have explained, when you are happy, also be happy, be firm and straight. Eh? Not that at night you are so happy with your wife and you promise her the world also. And everything. And in the morning when she asks you, you say, Kalamul Layl, Yamruhu Nahar. That was the night talk. The day has rubbed it all that out. That doesn't now be, it doesn't exist anymore. No, that you remain straight. When you are angry, you must be straight. When you are in poverty, be straight. When you are in riches, you must be straight. In all conditions, that is. And it's not only for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. One place, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلِيمٌ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Another place, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. To, for istiqamah. That is what we have to bring in our lives. Let it not be just talking, a talk shop, that we just got here and we just talked and finished. One good friend of ours, Leslie Hafiz Jogi Sahab, when he made announcement for the program, I liked it very much. He said that, let us not only listen, let us sit with the niyat of practicing, making amal. Our friend Zubair is here from Cape Town. MashaAllah, last night we spoke something, today he told me, I made proper amal on that. Whole of Ramzan he stayed 40 days, and so amal is the thing. Just talking, and I don't do anything about it. We just listening and we going back again. And today our measurement of any occasion like this, some jalsa, some occasion, is how lot people came. That is the success. That is no criteria, how many people came, how many people benefited, how many people we changed our lives. That is of, if our niyat is correct, if your niyat is right, if my niyat is right, Allah will let the right words be spoken. And then Allah will give us tawfiq of amal. That is what is required. Some change, we don't say 100%, but some Ramadan has come, Ramadan has gone. Are we still just the same where we were? Have some change. What a great and auspicious month, the month of Ramadan is, was, and will be. But what are we benefiting from this? From this great, a great guest of Allah. Allah says to us every year, how much we can benefit, where a person can reach from where to where, but we don't even know what the month of Ramadan is. Allah let us understand. And of course, nobody can understand fully what goodness Allah has put, but Allah open it more and more to us. Let us benefit, inshallah. So all this different. So I was saying this, the torn jeans, we pay more. If you want to buy torn jeans, go to a second-hand shop. Why go and buy from the big upmarket shops, and you go and buy there a patch pair of jeans? We pay more for that. Half socks, we pay more. Socks, we pay more. Socks, we pay more for full socks. How stupid have we become? وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ. Like the worship of the cow, they thought this is 100. They thought other people are so wrong. That one person driving on the freeway Monday morning, heavy traffic, busy, going in the wrong direction. So on the radio, the traffic alert, they announced that all must be careful, there's one motorist, he's going in the wrong direction, very big hazard, traffic hazard, danger. So he phoned in, he said not one, All are going in the wrong direction. So this is our goal. We are all going wrong direction, and we thinking those who are right that they are wrong. May Allah let us understand. So the solution is very simple. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, قولوا لا إله إلا قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ففروا إلى الله. Run towards Allah. Go towards Allah. That is what we have to do. MashaAllah. Many of our youngsters determined. Young girls are determined. And MashaAllah, the ibadat they are doing. Allah has kept His choice servants everywhere in the world, all the time, from the young to the old, from the man to the woman, from the ulama to the public, and His choice servants, and Allah will keep them. And the deen of Allah, it will be living always. It's whether I'm following it or not. Kitab Ta'alim is taking place in my masjid. I'm proud about it, but am I sitting or not? Ta'alim in my home. Many of our friends, when their problems, we tell them, we have Ta'alim. But I'm not sitting. The ta'aleem, and if I'm not sitting, what is the use? I must be sitting for the ta'aleem. So the deen Allah has given us, and it will remain, and right through till the end this deen will remain. But the followers will become less and less. And the other wrongdoers will become more. In which group are we going to be? Always the righteous have been less than the wrongdoers. Presently now, the non-Muslims are much more than the Muslims. And in the Muslims, the sinners are much more than the pious. And in the pious who are now actually more pious, they are also very few. One person was making tawaf in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and making dua, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleelin. Hazrat Umar asked, what dua are you making? So he says, didn't you read, qaleelan ma tashkurun, qaleelun min ibadiyya shakur, qaleelun ma tu'minun. Allah says, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained some virtue of some amal, and with that he said, but very few people make amal. So don't be worried of the majority. Our ulama explained, the majority of the people of the world are without jobs. So if you want to, then you be without job. Majority of the people are poor people. So you be amongst the poor. Majority of the people of the world go to job and come back walking. So give up your car. So if you want to, so be the qaleelin, even the few, but be on the right path. That is what we have to see. And it is simple and it is straightforward. Agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazar hai. If you don't want to do it, you'll have 1,000 excuses. But if you want to, you become determined. And presently, mashallah, so many people are determined and they're going on the right path. So we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala, and it is clear, every person in your heart, you know what is the truth. Don't follow your nafs. Follow the truth which is in your heart. Istafti qalbik fa'innahu khayrul mufti. Ask your heart, the best mufti is what your heart sincerely, anyone can ask, which direction? Must I take dunya's ta'aleem or must I take deeni ta'aleem? Must I follow the fashion of the West and the animals, or must I follow the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It will be very clear. So for that, one very important thing, in order to guide us, to guard us, to protect us, is the company we keep. In the Hadith Sharif it comes that al-mar'u ala deeni khalili falyanzur ahadukum may yukhalid. A person is on the friend of his company, his friend, or he's on the tariqah, on the way of his friend. So see who you choose as your friend. Very, very important. As Mufti Mutara Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explained also, technology is there. Use it in the right way. Don't use it in the wrong way. Your cell phone, though it's not the ideal thing, but use it. But use it in the right way. There is a lot of good you can get from the phone also. Now, otherwise, it's a hell phone, which will take you direct to hell. It's open to so much of abuse and so much of wrong, but you can't do the right thing. So see which company you are keeping on your phone. If we are waking up in the morning and we want to know about the media, what they are saying, and what the scientists and the atheists are saying, what the governments are saying, and we are not looking at what Quran is saying, what hadith, a lesson on hadith, a lesson from the ulama, and we don't follow that, our direction. That train that is now just going off is going in a complete different direction. And also remember that our lives in this world, one example that we can understand, we are on the platform of life. Like a railway station, the platform is there. You are walking, and alongside is your train of akhirat also. And it is a good train, you can fill all your goods in there. You are walking on the platform, some places the tar or the paving or whatever is broken and you have a problem walking there. Some places there are a lot of goods and to get past it is a problem. Some places there are a lot of people and now to pass those people, in other words, your life, you're going to face problems also. Sometimes ill health, sometimes your financial problem, sometimes this problem, you'll have to maneuver through that. But your main purpose is not to maneuver, is to fill your train. What your train, you can let it go empty. And then the first stop of the train is mort. Second stop of the train is the qabr. Third stop of the train is the day of qiyamah. And the fourth stop, either jannat or either jahannam. So you can let it go empty. Or you can do it, fill it with all sin and vice. You can fill it with useless pursuits. La yani, fuzul, all unnecessary things. And if you do all that, it will be in the form of fire, in the form of pythons, in the form of snakes. It's up to you what you want to fill. Or you want to fill it with righteous deeds, turning towards deen, calling other people towards deen, encouraging people on deen. Then you are filling it with the gardens of Jannah. You are filling it with the wonderful enjoyment. فَاكِهَةٌ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. You can be filling that in your train. At the time of mort, when your platform is ended, now your life is ended. That's why your train will be filled with that. And Allah, Arhamur Rahimeen, Akramul Akrameen, what a merciful, what a beloved Allah. Our Allah is such, you'd filled it with all the wrong things. You just make tawbah one time sincerely, all that is pushed out now. Now, and not only pushed out, Allah then fills it with all goodness. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Our Shaykh Rahimuhumullah, Jazahumullah Khair explained that in this dunya, if a person committed a major crime, treason, went against the government, but somehow he pleaded and begged and he asked people to intercede for him and they forgave him, the most they will do is, okay, we have forgiven you. But when Allah forgives, when the government, after forgiving, they won't say, we give you 10 blocks of flats, 10 filling stations, 20 farms, and all the other things. Allah says, Ghafoor is Ghafoor also. And then Rahim on top of that. After he has forgiven you, he exalts your position. After he has forgiven, not only forgiven, now you are finished, over. No, after that Allah fills you with all his damage also. Allah, and to forgive, Allah loves to forgive. One time, our dada Sheikh Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali came out happily to our Sheikh. He was in his khidmat. He says, Hakim Akhtar, aaj ilme ajeeb naseeb hua. Allah gave me some ajeeb knowledge that why does Allah love to forgive? Because Allah says in the Quran Sharif that Allah is Ghafoorul Wadood. Because he loves you, that's why he wants to forgive you. And when you love somebody, you tell him, just ask maaf me, and I'll forgive you. Because you love that person, he made a mistake, you know he made a mistake, but you say, just ask for forgiveness. So Allah loves us, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot imagine how much Allah loves this ummah. Just make tawbah and turn to Allah. All that is forgiven and not forgiven only. Allah Ta'ala blesses you now. Allahu Akbar. We're not nice to speak, but great, great awliya. What were their lives before? But when they made tawbah, Allah made them the guiding stars for us today in Ermelo, after how many centuries also. They are alive. Their lives are alive. They are alive in their qabr. They are enjoying in their qabr. Allahu Akbar. What enjoyment. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, on one occasion, one Sahabi passes away. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam buries him with his hand and suddenly looks away. The Sahaba asks, "Oh Allah's Rasul, why did you look away so suddenly?" He said, "Allah sent his khur to him already. It was not right for me to see his khur." What is his enjoyment? What life is he having? What are we wasting our time in this dunya with the filthy, dirty woman of the streets? What are we on the phone? What all this filth and dirt and all this fantasy? What are you going to get? Nothing whatsoever. Turn to Allah. Allah Ta'ala has explained the namath of Jannat, وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا لَا مَقَتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعًا وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعًا إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا لِأَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ سُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَسُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. One time I explained, إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً, a bit more in detail. The woman folk phoned home and complained that Maulana became too graphic. But really the Quran, what it explains, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, when he explains it, he says that, yeah, perhaps, I don't think they made extra toilets, but not extra showers. If I have to explain that, what is in Shan, many of our young people, old people also, people who can't stand up straight also, will need the shower after that. What a namath Allah has given. And Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palanpur Rahmatullah, are mere bhaiyo, iske sunne mein itna maza, uske khud chakhne mein kitna maza hoga. Just to hear is so much enjoyment. And this ayat of Quran Sharif is Quran, Kalamullah. There is no Allahu Akbar. One great benefit. Quran Sharif, Malaika can't make tilawat. They are not allowed. Then therefore they rush when people make tilawat. And they enjoyed it. Allah gave us this Kalamullah. As Maulana Dawood explained, what 12 years in school we wasted. Another 6 years in university. Learn Quran Sharif. Let our boys and girls learn Quran Sharif. Let them learn the meaning. What a joy, enjoyment Allah has kept in it. Allah give us. So let us turn to Allah. So our company, what we keep, whether it's on the cell phone, see it, if we are using it for the right thing. And the company. Keep company of those people who guide us towards Allah, not to encourage us for the creation. Those who keep us on sunnah, not who guide us to dunya. Those who give us to encourage us to prepare or work for deen, not on sports, not on the worldly entertainment. All this sports is the worst sugar-coated poison that is given. And the way we regard it as sports is like nothing wrong with it. You play sports. What's wrong with sports? Sports is the thing. Cricket is that game, which is a church game. It has started from the church. The three stumps represent Trinity. And the batsman is there to protect Trinity. And the bowler is the enemy who wants to destroy Trinity. When the batsman fails, he is bowled out or caught or whatever. Now he must be back to the pavilion. You're not fit, you can't look after Trinity. And then the next one must come to protect it. And what is that? One person hits the ball, three, four people run after it. It reaches the boundary, a four or a six, 50,000 people clapping hands. Another 150,000, 200,000 on TV, all jumping and there. For what? Just one ball that was in. What was in there? What did we get? Soccer, 22 people, 11 this side, 11 that side. All their objective, their life's objective, to get a pigskin between two poles this side or two poles that side. فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. We created you for this tomfoolery, for this stupidity we created you. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That's the person who goes there. May Allah give us a tawfiq. So our company, see which people we are accompanying, who are telling us about all the things, wedding time. And all the Hindus customs must come in our wedding time. The Christians custom, the Hindus custom, everyone, but not the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu. At wedding time, there are such people, they want to make everyone happy. Stingy people. But I knew myself. But they say wedding time, make everyone happy. And if we are to make anyone unhappy, make Allah unhappy. Make His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unhappy. Make all the kuffar happy. All the animals, make them happy. But don't make Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. In our dressing, our children, that miracle which Allah gave us, that little, who said his shoebox size, that little miracle, which is not one miracle, but millions of miracles, if that one little child, and that amanat Allah gave us, and we prepared a child for Jahannam. When we are given that pure, clean slate, prepared a child to go towards Jannah, and towards the great enjoyments of Akhirat, Allah give us. So our company is very, very important. And mashayikh are so particular that a person who is doing suluk, reaching and making his islah and tazkiyah, and he wants to reach Allah, even mashayikh-e haqqa of the same silsila, they don't allow them to go and listen to them. Don't sit in there who are 100% true. And yeah, people who are taking us in the ways of the animals, the ways to Jahannam, and we're encouraging people, we're forcing people to go in that direction. So the company we keep is very, very important. Who we listen to, whether we're listening to Quran and Hadith in the morning, or whether we're listening to what the atheists and the scientists got to say, whether we're listening to what the government's got to say, atheist government, unfortunately, Muslim governments are also nothing more than atheists. Well, Allah Ta'ala guide us all. So are we going to listen to that or the clear cut? And remember, whether no ulama tell us, everyone be sincere to yourself, me to myself. In my heart I know what is the right thing. Don't let me be fooled, and don't let me be jeopardized just by my lust and my desire and my lips what I want to do. Follow the truth, Allah, follow the truth. Allah guide me, guide us all. And Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us, and let us make amal. Let us turn towards Allah sincerely. Allah Ta'ala is that great, merciful, kind being. مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. We will go one hand span to Allah, Allah comes an arm's length. We go walking, Allah comes running. Be sincere, make your two rakats of Tawbah tonight, and say, Ya Allah, I don't know, I'm confused, you guide me, you show me. Allah will definitely guide you. Allah will show you the right place. Allah will make your heart strong. Allah will make your mind strong. Allah will make your body strong. Allah will remove impediments. Allah will open the ways. And when Allah will come in your heart, that enjoyment you will feel. Nobody, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُمْ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ. Nobody knows of that enjoyment when Allah comes into the heart. Allah, shakar khushtar. What is more sweeter, sugar or the creator of sugar? Khushtar is the moon beautiful, or the creator of the moon? When Allah will come into your heart, the creator of beauty, the creator of love, the creator of izzat and honor, when He will be in your heart, then what more do you want? Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere chan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekhu jidar. Naray mastana khush mi aayedam, taab jana chuni mi baayedam. Allah, 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 the enjoyment of the name of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala, enjoyment of Quran Sharif, enjoyment of Dars of Hadith, enjoyment of Fiqh. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, his friends told him that where you became a Maulvi, you should become a barrister at law. What a brain you got. He said, that brain, this Maulvi Pana gave me this brain. Yeah. If I should become a barrister at law, I should be stupid like you. Yeah. It is this studying Gardans, Fa'ala, Fa'ala, Fa'alu, and all the Mutashabihat in Quran Sharif that makes your brain so sharp. And then you become so wonderful. And Fa'ala, Fa'ala, Fa'alu, Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that students who are studying their gardan do from fa'ala, then they will do something. Fa'ala, they will do something. And you study from dharaba, the yadribo, you'll just fight all the time. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, you study from dharaba yadribo, that dharaba zaydun amran. But your nafs, when are you going to hit your nafs? When you're going to fight of your nafs, you're fighting Amr and Bakr, you're letting them fight all the time and hitting one another. Let them fight your nafs also. Kill your nafs. Your nafs is your worst enemy. Inna azama aduwaka alladhi bayna jambayk. That your worst enemy is your nafs, which is worse than shaitan also. Shaitan is an outside enemy. He comes and goes. He's not there. Nafs. And who made shaitan go astray? No other shaitan came. His nafs made him go astray. So this nafs of ours, let us realize who our enemy is. Fight our enemy. Don't fight our friends. Let us have unity on truth, not unity on batil. Allah guide us all to righteousness. Subhanallah. Read the Lord's Chosen to chant. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الغافرين وأنت أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مسافرا إلا بلغته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاحا إلا يسرتها وقضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا يخافك فينا اللهم تفضل علينا بفنون الآلاء مع استحقاقنا بأفانين العقاب اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتكفل برضا خصومنا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. Oh Allah, forgive all our gunas, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are sinners from head to toe, oh Allah. Our day is in sinning, our night is in sinning. We are in open sins, our ibadat, we are in sins. Oh Allah, we are so neglectful. Oh Allah, we fall short in everything. We cannot do our ibadat also correct. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Our direction of our life is gone wrong, oh Allah. Oh Allah, what a clear direction you gave us to come to you, oh Allah. Where we have got lost in the jungles of this animals of the world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, where we have taken the fashion and the filth and dirt of the animals of the world, and where have we left out the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a pure, clear path you have given us. Oh Allah, open our blind eyes. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept our gathering here. Oh Allah, make it a means of hidayat for us, for all our family, all our connections, for the whole world, oh Allah, for Muslims and non-Muslims, oh Allah. Save us all from Jahannam, O Allah. Save us all from our nafs and shaitan, O Allah. O Allah, all who are ill, give them shifa, O Allah. All who have got financial problems, remove them. All who have got fights and disputes, O Allah. Husband and wife, families, O Allah. Whoever, remove it all, O Allah. O Allah, whoever are in prison, O Allah. Who are guilty, give them tawbah give them tawfiq of tawbah and let them be set free, O Allah. And those who are there in prison who are not guilty, O Allah, especially those for the sake of deen who have spoken the truth and who have stood for the truth, O Allah, save them, please, my Allah. Let them be set free. Help their families, O Allah. You are ni'mal wakil, ni'mal kafil. You are mawla. You are our mawla, O Allah. You are the all-powerful, O Allah. O Allah, those who wish to be married, let them be married and grant them the best spouses, O Allah. And those who have got problems in their marriages, remove all their problems, O Allah. Those who want children, grant them children, O Allah. And those who have children, let them be righteous and pious. Give us all Iman and Islam. Let us all fulfill one another's rights, O Allah. Husband and wife, parents and children, all of us, let us fulfill the rights of the people that have rights over us. Guide us to righteousness. Forgive us all our shortfalls and our gunas, O Allah. O Allah, accept this gathering of ours. Reward all the brothers who have sacrificed and worked so hard, the brothers of Ermelo and all the other brothers who have taken part in here. O Allah, all who have come, reward everyone. Make it a means of hidayat for all of us, O Allah. So many ulama have come. Reward all the ulama. Accept us all for your deen, O Allah. O Allah, you fulfill the needs of the ulama from unseen sources, from sources of great honor and respect, O Allah. O Allah, and free us for your deen. Free us to serve your deen and to serve the Muslims and to serve your creation, O Allah. Grant us all good, O Allah. Save us from all evil, O Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Salatan tunjina biha min jami'il ahwali wal afat. وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك عالي الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.